Charlie Sennett from our partners, the Ground Truth Project, is also in Cairo. Sennett was a reporter there with our WGBH partners Frontline during the revolution 5 years ago. Great to have you on, Charlie. I want your view of what it's like to be back now, but give us the before shot first. Take us back to Cairo, to Tahrir Square 5 years ago.
5 years ago, Tahrir Square had erupted with mass demonstrations that called for an end to the regime of Hosni Mubarak, the dictator who had ruled for 30 years with a police state. And, you know, it was one of those scenes where you just couldn't believe it. I'd covered the region for 25 years, and here were people gathering, finally confronting the tyranny they'd lived under. And it really was a time of hope, a time of a feeling of a real new beginning. Very exciting. And frankly, I didn't think it was actually going to work, but it did. You know, they just kept to the streets. They kept protesting. They kept coming by the hundreds of thousands. They got up to 1 million protesters. And after 18 days of gathering in the square, Hosni Mubarak was forced to step down. And I think you could say Egypt was forever changed.
Yeah. So what's it now like to be back? Because we heard from Heba, very few protests, if any, today. Where's that hope?
That hope is really hard to find today. But I think, you know, Heba would be one of those people who could speak directly to the idea that it hasn't gone away. The way the regime cracked down in the last few weeks so hard on any possibility of protest, they really, really went after the opposition, or you might say perceived opposition, right? Anyone who's doing anything online that they see as somehow challenging the regime, or anyone who is, doing things like hosting a Facebook page or even cultural centers, anyone with any inkling that's not in lockstep with the regime was cracked down. There were hundreds of arrests. AP reported 5,000 homes were invaded. This is a regime that is showing that it's afraid that the people still want their rights. They still want democracy. And I think that fear was sort of palpable in the air today. There was a strange calm, particularly in Tahrir Square.
You actually went to Tahrir Square. What was it like today?
So here we were in Tahrir Square today, where the police are there, heavily armed police, armored police cars off to the sides. Very tense, little feeling there, a little nod of pro-police protesters, and police in black uniforms handing out candy to passersby in the traffic. I mean, it couldn't have been further from the scene we saw 5 years ago, where those same police were the target of angry protesters who wanted an end to the police state. You know, as Heba shared with you, it's a police state that has fully reasserted itself. The military is firmly in control. That was glaringly apparent on the streets of Tahrir Square today.
I doubt they're firmly in control because of candy. What was the point of that candy today?
Well, today is January 25th. So for years, this has been known as Police Day, a national holiday. And under Mubarak, it was intended, in his grand sort of autocratic gesture to say, hey, I want you to honor the police. But 5 years ago, the protesters saw a great opportunity to be very cynical about, quote, Police Day, and to call instead for mass demonstrations against the police, against the police state, and against Mubarak. So it was always called the January 25 revolution, that date being really sort of pregnant with irony, because it is Police Day. But back then, it was a challenge to that authority. Today, it was a clear reassertion of that authority.
Are you hearing from people in Cairo that they believe that the Sisi years are only a setback, that the revolution will be back on track?
Now I would say there is a sort of suspended sense of disbelief with el-Sisi that he hasn't delivered on the promises to improve the economy. He has delivered on the promise to make it a more stable place, but it isn't a better place. And I think there's a real pressure on el-Sisi right now to deliver on economic improvement. You know, he expanded the Suez Canal, hoping that that would bring in more money. That hasn't panned out. Unemployment is still very high. People are struggling. They're poor. And they're feeling the police state today. And I think it's like a clock ticking. You know, you can't continue to not deliver for the people and oppress them and not expect that yearning for democracy to come back to the streets.
Charlie, thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.
That was Charlie Sennett in Cairo today for our partners at the Ground Truth Project and Frontline.